פרק א' משנה ו' לעולם הונאיתם משום פאה ופרתם מן המייטרוס עד שימרך. Person can always give his peah, and that peah will be pata from Eisr, unless he didn't give the peah until the meruach was done. And really, you're supposed to leave the peah in the field. You're not supposed to harvest the corners of your field. You're supposed to leave it for the aniyim. Now, if somebody did harvest an entire field without leaving the peah for the aniyim, it's not too late. He can go ahead and leave the peah even though he's already harvested it. And that peah would be pata from Eisr. The aniyim collect the peah would not have to give Eisr to the levim from that peah. Peah is pata from the miser, as even though he did not leave the pear in the field as he was supposed to, he first harvested it, but since now he is leaving it in the field, it's still considered pear and it's pata from miser, unless the meruach was already done. Meruach is the gemar melacha for tefuah. It's the completion of the work that is done with tefuah, and that's the point in which the chiyuv trumas ha-maisros clicks in. The meruach means that once the tefuah has been piled up in a mound and it's been smoothed over to make it look nice, Meruach means to smooth it over. That's the Gemara Melacha, and it is now Chayiv and Trumas HaMaisros. And if a person has not yet left his Peah and has already done the Meruach, he harvested the entire field without leaving Peah, then the tool was piled into a mount, and the Meruach was done, and it was smoothed over. That's the Gemara Melacha, and now the Chayiv Trumas HaMaisros click in. So if he only gives the Peah after Meruach, he would have to take up Trumas HaMaisros before he leaves the Peah for the Aniyah. As now, since the Meruach has already been done, even though he's going to take from that pile of tefuah and give a little bit for the peah. The peah is still chayev in maaser, as peah is only part of a maaser. If it's given before the meruach, now that it's given after the meruach, first he would take up trumas ha-maaseros, and then he would leave the peah for the aniyim. V'noisim mishum hefker, or part of a maaseros, achi marech. Somebody who is masker, some of his tefuah, he leaves it out for anybody who wants to take it. His pater from the maaseros is hefker. Is pata from Meisr, unless the Meruach was already done. If the Meruach was already done, and only then is Maskri, since it's already done the Meruach, and at the time of the Meruach, the Chiyuv Trumas HaMaisros clicks in, now that it's Maskri, he would have to take out Trumas HaMaisros before he leaves it out for whoever wants to take. U'maychol l'behemo l'chaya u'lohofos u'pata min ha-maisros achi marech. When a person can take from his tefuah and feed it to the animals, to the wild beasts, to the birds, and it would be pata from Meisr, unless the Meruach was already done. Once the Meruach was done, you can't feed your grain to your animals until you take off Meisr. At the dinner, then until the Meruach is done, a person is allowed to eat from the tefuah without taking off Trumas and Meisr. But only an achilas arai, only a temporary type of achilas, a small achilas, could be done from the grain before Meruach, even though Trumas and Meisr were not taken off. But achilas kvam, or permanent set type of achilas, is forbidden, even though Meruach was already done, until you take off Trumas and Maaseros. And you're allowed to feed your tefuah to your animals before Meruach, even an achilah kvar, even a permanent type of achilah, you can feed your animal before Meruach, even without Trumas and Maaseros, as feeding your animals, even an achilah kvar, is considered the same as a person himself eating only an achilah sarai, just like a person himself can eat an achilah sarai, a temporary type of achilah before the Meruach, without taking off Trumas and Maaseros. So too, you can feed your animals, even an achilas kva, a permanent type of achila, before meruach, without taking out trumas and maisers. But once the meruach is already done, and the chiyuv of trumas and maisers clicked in, you cannot feed your animals before you take out trumas and maisers. V'noitom min ha-goyren v'zoyreha, u'patim min ha-maisros, achi mareach. Dibei Rabbi Akiva. So too, you can take the tefuah from your granaries, and use that tefuah to plant it. Instead of eating it, you plant it, and it would be pata from Maaseros until the Meruach was done, according to Rabbi Akiva. As min haTorah, only tefuah that is going to be used for eating, are you chayav to take out Trumas and Maaseros from it. But tefuah that's going to be used for planting is not chayav in Trumas and Maaseros. But the Rabbanah were mechayav tefuah that's used for planting in Trumas and Maaseros, but according to Rabbi Akiva, that's only after the Meruach was already done. Before the Meruach is done, you want to take from your grain and plant it, you would not have to take out Trumas and Maaseros at all, according to Rabbi Akiva. Koyin Levi shalach with a garden, hamaisu shalahem, machi and marech. A koyin or a Levi that bought tefuah while it was still in the granary. They can keep the maisus for themselves. They don't have to give it to other koyin or levim unless they bought the tefuah after the meruach was already done. And since the meruach is machayim, to take off trumas and maisus at that point, if they buy it after the meruach, they would have to take off the maisus and give it to other Karnam or Levi, and they can't keep it for themselves. And the din is that kohen or a levi that has his own tefillah doesn't have to give the maaser to a different kohen or levi. He can keep it for himself. So too, if they buy it from somebody else, they can keep the maaser for themselves. Now, min haTorah, even if they buy it after the meruah, they can keep the maaser for themselves. But the Rabbanan said that if they buy the tefillah after the meruah, since the chiyuv of maaser is already clipped in, they can't keep the maaser for themselves. They have to give it to other kohenim or levim. The reason given is that the Rabbanan did not want that the Kohen or Levim should rush to buy tefillah while still in the granary and the maaser hasn't been taken off yet. That way, they're taking away the maaser from other Kohen or Levim, since they keep the maaser for themselves. They don't give it to other Kohen or Levim. The Chachamim want that all the Kohen or Levim should have a chance for the maaser. So therefore, the Chachamim said that if they buy the grain after the miracle is already done, they have to take off the maaser and give it to other Kohen or Levim. Magdish Upot Chaya B'maaser Zachi Mareach HaGizbo. Somebody who is Magdish Tefuah, and he subsequently redeems the Tefuah from Hegdish. He gives the money to the Hegdish instead, plus in a fifth. That's the din of somebody who redeems Hegdish. He gives the principal plus a fifth to Hegdish. So now it's his again. And it's Kodem Meruach, it's before. The Gizbo, the one who's in charge of Hegdish, has a chance to do the Meruach. So he does the Meruach himself after he redeems. And in such a case, it's Chayav and Maaser. And even though Tefuah that belongs to Hegdish is Pata from Maaser. But since now he has redeemed it and the Meruach wasn't done yet, it's Chayav and Maaser, it's no longer Hegdish. But if the Gizbor did the Meruach of the Tefuah, and only after the Gizbor of Hegdish did the Meruach, he went ahead and redeemed the Tefuah from Hegdish, even though the Tefuah is no longer Hegdish, it would be Pata from Maaser. And since at the time of the Chayav Maaser, which is the time of the Meruach, the Tefuah is in the hands of Hegdish, even though subsequently he redeemed it from Hegdish, and the tefillah now belongs to a Hegdish, it's not Hegdish anymore, it's Pater from Maaser, and the tefillah of Hegdish is Pater from Maaser, even if it is redeemed since, at the time of the Meruach, the tefillah was in the hands of Hegdish. The following divide up a field in regards to Peah. As it did it, then when you have two fields, you have to take off Peah separately from each one of the two fields. You can't take off Peah from one field onto another. And the following things would divide up a field, making it into two fields, obligating you to take off Peah separately from each field. Hanachal v'hashluchas. If there's a river or a stream running through your field, that would divide your field into two fields, and you would have to take off Peah separately from the field on both sides of the river. B'derech hayochid, b'derech harabin. And so too, if you have a road going through your field, that would divide up the field, making it into two fields and obligating you to take off Peah separately from the field on both sides of the road, whether the road is a derech hayachid, a private road, meaning a road that's not that wide, that's 4 amos wide, or whether it's a derech harabim, a public road, meaning a very wide road, that's 16 amos wide. In both cases, that road divides your field into two. Kushvel harabim, kushvel hayachid, HaKavrua b'mos HaChama u'b'mos HaKshama. If there's a narrow path that goes through your field, whether that narrow path is used only by a yachid, by a few people, or by a rabbin, by many people, if the path is a permanent path that's used both in the summer and in the rainy season during the winter, that path would divide your field into two. V'habor v'hanir. If there's a path in the middle of your field which is not planted nor plowed, or if there's a path in the middle of your field which is plowed but not planted, that would divide your field into two. V'zera acher. Or if in the middle of your field you have a patch where you plant a different crop than you planted on the rest of the field, that would also divide your field into two. Kaitel l'shachar masa divrei Rabbi Meir. And if you harvest it, a patch in your field for shachar, shachar is grain that didn't even grow a third of its growth. So you harvested it to feed it to your animals, and then you wait for it to grow back. That would divide up your field into two, according to Rabbi Meir. And since there's a patch in your field where you harvested the tefuah before it's fully grown, it's considered a separate field. The Chacham Einrim Eino Masik Elim Kein Chara. The Chacham holds it would not be masik, would not divide your field into two unless you plowed that area. If you simply harvested the tefuah before it grew a third of its growth, that doesn't divide the field into two unless you plow that area. If you plow that area, then it would have a dinner be sudden near a plowed field that does divide your field into two, but otherwise, it would not divide your field into two, according to the Chacham.